We're in Siman Tov Nun Aleph, Sif Chaf Aleph. The Ramah says, "V'Hagalas Hachavas Yasab Ner Chazeh." The way to Hagala on a barrel is the following: Yila Bein Avanim should heat up rocks. V'Yisimim Bahem, place them in the barrel. V'Yare Aleim, roast them Mikli Rishon and pour burning hot water on them. V'Yagal Hachavas Shiagi Hagal L'Chol Makom, and then move around the barrel so that the water touches all the parts of the barrel. Ubdiyevim Nastu Behem Yain Odvash Below Hagala Rakshay Dichan Hetiv Tchila. B'dievet, if you did place wine or honey in the barrel with just washing it out, cleaning it without doing hagala, mutter lishtos mena b'pesach, you are allowed to use it. And the Achronim, the Shavur quotes Achronim who say that utensils which had whiskey or scotch in them, so hagala doesn't work on those because the reach and the tam remains in it even afterwards. But if you cooked water in them well with some type of soapy stuff until the smell goes away, so then you can do hagala afterwards. But as long as the smell remains, so then it's going to be a problem. And even though we pass in Reicha Lav Milzahi in other places, the Maharshag says that it could be this is just a chumra, mishum chumra de Pesach as usual. Mishmar continues and says that this is only for those kelim which are completely open. But those things which you can't really get into completely, and there are cracks and stuff like that, you can't really get rid of all the mamashas, so we know that hagala is not going to work in those cases. Sifchav beis kola kelim afilu shalcheres shenishdamish v'hem chametz v'tzonin. Any utensils, even if they were made of cheres, which were just used for cold, so mutter lishdamish v'hem matzah afilu b'chamet, then you can use them for matzah because if it was cold, so then no tam ever went into it. Chutz mi beis or beis charoses, except for the beis or and the beis charoses, which was the kelim that the women would use to have the yeast remain in, because it remains in it for a really long time. So then, even though it's cold, because of it has so much chametz in it, so then the tam is going to go into the walls of the kli. And a beis charoses is the thing that you put dvarim charifim in with the chametz. So then, those cases are going to cause tam to go in, even if it's not hot. So in general, if something is only used for cold, you'd be able to use it for Pesach purposes as long as you clean it out. But these things, even though it's cold, since it is unique in that it has a lot of tzor or dvarim charifim, so she'afal pi she'olun ishtamish mehem b'chameitz ela b'tzonein asur ishtamish mehem matzah b'chamen. Even though you only used it for cold, you're not allowed to use it for any matzah. Afal b'tzonein la'niach b'hem matzah fuya mutter. But to place matzah in it, when it's cold, that's going to be okay. Aval asar lalash behem, but you're not allowed to actually do any lisha in them. V'chol zeh b'lo hagala is only if you didn't do hagala on it. Aval aydei hagala, but doing hagala on it, afil beisor v'charoses mitar mimenam shalcheres. So then that's going to work. You're able to kasher those things through hagala. Aval shalcheres lo mahani hagala, unless it's made of cheres, which we know already, you can't do hagala on. V'afil lo nishtamish behen chametz ala b'tzonin, lo nishtamish behen matzah ala b'tzonin. Even if you didn't use it, only used it for chametz cold, you should not use it for matzah hot, only matzah cold. Aveidna nagu alma de lalish temushu pischa demani de pachar atiki. Nowadays we have the minhag that we don't use any kli cheres stuff which was used for chametz on Pesach, even if it was cold. V'talash al beisachorov dino kli cheres asr lasum shum davar al hatana rupesach. So we try our hardest not to use chametz items, even if it was only used for cold, if it's a klicher, so we try not to use it for Pesach as well. So, one important point from Siv Chaf Aleph, the way that he described, the Ramad described how you would kasher the chavis, so that's how you could kasher a pot. If your pot is too big to fit into another pot in order to do a gala on it, so if you fill it with boiling water, you put a burning hot rock in it, and you fill it with the boiling water, and then you make it boil over, and that every area gets touched, and then you spill it over the sides to make sure that the rim gets touched also. So by boiling hot water, make sure that it's constantly boiling. So that's how you would kosher a pot if you're not able to place it into a larger pot.